And now, in our hectic Friday morning schedule,
yes,
guest number four is in the room. We have
4.2. We've got Emma McManus, and we've got also Matt Seary, both from Metro Arts. But Emma is here to talk about Jarrett Duffy Is Not Dead, which is an interesting premise on a podcast format on stage. And Matt is also here to talk about England, which is installations but with performance based. But first of all, let's start with Jarrett Duffy Is Not Dead by Apple Spiel at Metro Arts. Opened last night, but started last night, but opening tonight, Emma.
Mm,
now,
yes.
Now, you told us, reading up on the premise, it's actually a true story about one of the members from Apple Spiel or Metro Arts.
So Apple Spiel are an 8-person collective from Sydney who make interdisciplinary work together, but we used to actually be 9 members, and this is the story of our 9th member who disappeared 2 weeks out from the start of a show, and sort of us trying to follow that story.
So he actually disappeared, like he disappeared, and it was a serious position at that time. Everyone was concerned.
He disappeared and, went out of contact. We eventually kind of found out that he was alive somewhere, but we just couldn't get back in contact with him, so he kind of just vanished from our lives. And so it's sort of the story of us trying to find him and trying to reconnect with him and find out what happened to him and where he went.
So did he deliberately disappear, or he just basically just, didn't think, I'm not going to contact anyone because I've got my life to run or something. Something's happened for him that he didn't think there was a concern at all, even though he knew he was safe.
Well, these are kind of the questions we're trying to answer in the show, because to us it was very unexpected. Like, it was he had been rehearsing for this show that was going up 2 weeks after he disappeared, and then one day he was just gone. And so, it's kind of, I guess, you'll have to come and see the show to find out the real story.
So because it is a podcast formula on stage, how does that work?
Well, so we're really interested in ways of telling stories. And so we've been listening to, at the time we were first making the work, Serial had just come out, that big This American Life podcast. And we were really interested in that as a way of telling stories, but also a way of exploring kind of the ethics behind telling personal stories and kind of who has the rights to tell stories and what kind of the fallout is. Because there are a lot of, with Serial, there are a lot of kind of ethical concerns, and a lot of think pieces were written about kind of some of the problematic nature of that, like a lot of people turning up at this guy's house to try and interview him, and like that kind of like when telling a story, like what are the problems telling these stories, how much right do we as Apple Spiel have to tell this person's story, Jarrett Duffy?
I was going to ask you with that, because it is a personal thing, how much information did he allow you to expose on a personal nature for him, or was it was it comfortable for him?
Well, it's a complex question. Like, we started making the show before we had been able to connect with him again, and so that in itself was a really ethically ambiguous area for us. So we kind of we eventually did get in contact with him to get his kind of okay on us telling the story.
And what was his response to that?
Well, it's still kind of interesting. He was really supportive of us, because, I mean, we work together, but it is a really complex thing, and there's sort of how you negotiate that kind of way of telling stories. But we get into it a bit in the show, so I won't go
I was going to say, because there's so much you don't want to give away, and including his mental state at the time. So that's also revealed into the show as well.
Yes, well, you'll find out more. But no, it's a really interesting one, and I think we're really fortunate having S-Town, another huge podcast, just sort of released just at the time when we're doing the show again, and these same kind of questions of how do you tell these stories but also kind of the intrigue and the excitement behind these mysteries.
Okay. So. And we are joined by, in our studio, Emma McManus, and as well as Matt Seary, who's here to talk about England, which is the second performance that's going to be held at Metro Arts. Well, it started last night. Matt, this is an interesting one as well, because you've got like an art gallery, you know, as we do, but also you've got performances from how many actors do you have? Because it's actually depicting the pieces with the actual performance as a story.
Yeah, interesting is definitely the right word. We sort of smash two different art forms together. We take theatre and visual art and merge them in this performance. So we have some of Brisbane's leading contemporary visual artists who have given us their visual art to curate this exhibition. And it's gorgeous, and you go in and you see their work. And then while you're walking around the gallery seeing their work, performances pop up around you. We have two sensational performers, Barbara Lowing and Stephen Tandy, who, while they lead you through the gallery and talk about the works that you're seeing, all of a sudden the course of that tour blurs into obscurity, and you're led no longer through the works of art around you, but through the life of a fictional woman on the other side of the world who is very, very sick and declining in a very scary way.
So, in other words, you said that the works are being donated by people with works of art. Are we talking about famous works of art, or are we talking about people who've had a friend who painted something for them? And the actors themselves look at the paintings and make a story behind it. Is that how that pretty much works in order to get an interpretation of the piece?
Yeah, so the script is an existing script. It's by Tim Crouch, who's an internationally renowned contemporary playwright. So the story that we're telling, the fictional story that we're telling, is already there for us. And I can't talk too much about it because it hinges on these sort of like blood-curdling plot twists and all sorts of things like that. But so the narrative is there for us, full of all its lovely twists and turns. But while we have one foot in this fictional world, we have the other foot firmly planted in Metro Arts Gallery. So we did a call out to the local visual arts community and said, you know, this is the themes of the work that we're exploring. If you have artwork that match those themes, we would love to surround ourselves by those. And so particular artworks in the gallery take different locations in the narrative. As we move from one artwork to another, we jump forwards maybe months at a time to a new location, to a new part of their lives to continue the story.
So what do you think would be the element, or I guess a key element, in relation to keeping it intense, where it comes down to them being the audience, that is, who are going on a tour and wanted to experience the feeling of the intensity of a story? How do you try and keep that element above water, so then that you are stepping in one world and the other foot in the other world?
Yeah, it's really amazing. We give the audience a lot of agency when they come to their show. They essentially get to choose their own adventure in a way. Because the performance is happening all around them, they can move throughout the gallery to get whatever view of the performance they want. They can be one foot away, right up and close and personal, or they can step right back and see a much bigger picture. So we give the audience a lot of agency to actually make the performance work for them.
Mm. And so far, what are the results? I mean, how much refinement would you have to do to get that result then?
Yeah, it's been really amazing, because we've had audiences who attend visual art exhibitions all the time but never attend theatre, and the other way around, theatre-goers who never and then we've also had people who've never been really to either. So our performers do a fantastic job of actually figuring out, when they move through the crowd of people, who moves out of their way and who doesn't. And so it's a negotiation between the performers and the audience and the artworks to all together tell this story.
So it's instinctual for both, more the audience, because an audience are the participants, as with the performers. I mean, it's their space, really. It's their space, and the audience seems to know when not to get involved, I guess,
in some ways. Yeah, and it's certainly one of those things where there's no wrong answer. The audience can't do anything that would hurt the performance, because we are in this space with those people, talking to them at any point. So it's a really nice, genuine connection that we foster, and it feels a bit more live and a bit more real than if we were to sit in the dark in our chairs and watch people, you know, 30 feet away from us on the stage.
Sounds amazing that theatre now, you're like, you really got to think outside, or even don't even think outside a box, think of a different shape in order to get the audience attuned to, like, the podcast with yours, Emily, with Jared Duffy Is Not Dead, a podcast on stage, and it's actually a real life thing that happened to one of your members. So do you think, if you know, life experiences can change the way theatre is now, rather than, say, all the text we read in Shakespeare, you know, what if we just use our own life experience and make ourselves completely naked in order to get theatre interesting?
Yeah, I think absolutely. We have, you know, the two works that we have on at Metro Arts at the moment, Applespiel's Jared Duffy Is Not Dead, and our own production of England, just show that, you know, there is this realm of contemporary theatre that defies sort of all expectations, but doesn't throw away the plot. It doesn't throw away the human connection. It is as real and as vital as anything that you might expect traditionally with, you know, a Shakespearean piece.
Yeah.
And Tim Crouch is a particularly amazing playwright. I've seen him actually perform his own work, and he is something else. And you've got such a good lineup with Barb and
Stephen.
Yeah. Hmm. That will be a stellar show.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Nice combo.
Yeah, no, we've done all right. Yeah, you're right. Tim is a bit of a real
legend.
Genius and a real freak. Yeah. We are the first sort of, first time in Queensland this show has been here. It's the Queensland premiere. It's also the first time in about 10 years that England has been performed anywhere in Australia. We're the first independent team to be able to do this work. So it's a really exciting time for us to take a world-class script and connect it with world-class visual art from Brisbane. And share that with our audiences.
Good on you.
Sounds great. So it's opened last night, starting tonight, and it's on a limited season as well. So the final dates we're talking about is
the 20th. So both of our shows, Jared Duffy Is Not Dead and England by Tim Crouch, play until Saturday the 29th, Saturday. So very short. So you've got to find two nights to come and check out both of them.
Yeah.
And
get I love that.
Yeah, Metro
Keep
Arts.
It exclusive.
Exactly.
Get more people to come in and be more intrigued. MetroArts.com.au. Get onto their website and, go and experience both of these. It's worth checking out theatre as completely different as it should be. Emma McManus and Matt Seary, thank you for joining us on Friday Neon this morning, and all the best for the season too.
Yeah, thank you.
For having us.
And I'm going to play